Security. Several villages in Bangale and Tana North sub-counties in Tana River have been deserted as villagers escape their home to other areas due to fear of attacks in the inter-community conflicts. On Saturday, four more people were killed by armed militants in Meti area in Tana North sub-county, bringing the death toll to 18 since the conflict started late last week. The criminals are so daring that last Thursday, they killed a son of the Nanigi location chief Muhammad Ramadani Hiribe before setting his house and that of his assistant chief Bajila Muhammad on fire. Tens of other houses have also been set on fire as retaliation attacks from both communities continue. By yesterday, most of the villages that have been busy with activities were left without anyone as people moved to Garissa town, Bangale town, Ola and others run to Nairobi to live with their relatives. On Friday, Interior Cabinet Secretary Kithure Kindiki declared some parts of the Bangale and Tana North sub-counties disturbed and dangerous for 30 days, while at the same time the Inspector General of Police Douglas Kanja ordered the residents within the area to surrender all firearms to the nearest police station. Tana River Governor Godhana Dado and Galole MP said Hiribe were arrested yesterday for questioning by the Directorate of Criminal Investigations in connection with the conflicts, while several other leaders in the county have recorded statements with the National Cohesion and Integration Commission, NCIC. A section of religious leaders under the Supreme Council of Kenya Muslims, SUPKEM, in Garissa and Tana River counties have condemned the attacks, saying that the violence goes against the Islamic teachings. The clerics led by Sheikh Hassan Abdi called on the government to work closely with all leaders, elders and residents to restore peace and prevent further loss of life and property. What is happening in Tana River is unacceptable. These communities have coexisted and lived together for decades, sharing the resources they have, Abdi said. Nobody has a right to take another's life. It is wrong and goes against our teachings, he added.